Hello, this is Susan from Executive Voice. It's May. Yes, it's not sunny, but it is the season for a lot of people that suffer from hay fever. I know of people that really, really suffer badly, and it makes a huge impact on their voices and their communication styles because they're not feeling on top of the weather. It's almost like a horrible, horrible cold, or even worse for some people. Every year I post on my website lots of top tips for hay fever sufferers. These are not necessarily medical, although of course having antihistamines is really, really important. And if you have severe symptoms, it's really best to go to the doctor. However, there are some things that you can do that can slightly manage the amount of pollen that you're breathing in, because it's the breathing in that causes the irritation. I know that it sounds bizarre on a day like this, which is really, really grey and the pollen count isn't as high, but let's hope we're going to get some sunshine, and then the downside will be that there will be more symptoms because there'll be more pollen in the air. First of all, I think that it is useful having eye drops as well. You can have these in alongside Piriton or other hay fever tablets, and it's very, very useful. A lot of people use nasal sprays. I find those very useful, but there is a sort of nasal spray using clear water. You can get little tiny bottles of water where you can spray them up your nostrils from a chemist, and that is very good because it just cleanses the nasal passages and can cleanse any pollen that has been breathed in during the day. Likewise, sounds slightly bizarre, but if you put Vaseline around the sort of opening of your nostrils, that apparently can help collect some pollen so you're not breathing in as much pollen. I know it does sound bizarre. Also, if you've been outside during the day, whether it's during the day when you've gone for a walk, come back, wash your hair and also have a proper shower and change your clothing, because it could be that when you come back you're bringing into the house lots of pollen and you're going to breathe that in, and that will continue the problem. So those are just a few little tips for hay fever. I will post up the tips for hay fever on the website in the next couple of days. But if you have any questions at all, please do not hesitate to call or email me. My website is executivevoice.co.uk. Thanks for listening.